tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it?
Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
You keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of SWAT!
The King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout!
The Colossus of Clout!
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. You can call in with a question if you think you have a valuable item, either a sports collectible, pop culture, political, whatever you have. If you think you've got something of value, we'll try to give you an estimate of what we think your item might go for in an auction, or even if it's a good enough item to even put in an auction. And one caller will do a drawing at the end of the show to give away a prize with three boxes. Vince, do you want to tell people how what they'll have to do and what the boxes are?
Yep. Three boxes this week, all 2013 product, Top Strata football, Panini Select football, and Topps Anniversary 75th Anniversary set, a box. So all you got to do is email me, Vince at ercdelivery.com. I'll set up a delivery at your convenience at no charge to you, compliments of the show.
And of ERC Delivery. Free delivery, folks.
Yes.
So you don't have to worry about that. You won't get a bill with the, with the boxes when they show up at your door.
That's right.
And that's, you know, with Vince, we've got, I mean, how could you not get free delivery?
That's right.
Bill Huggins, you're at a show. Are you in New York this weekend?
Yeah, we're at the White Plains Show in Westchester County, New York.
Okay, how are things going with that? Picking up anything good?
We have a couple, a bunch of items for our April. That a few weeks from tomorrow, the catalogs are going to be mailed out this week, so we're kind of done with that one, but already on to the next one. So
yeah, but the life goes on. Huh? You haven't even run that one, and you're moving on to the next. I was looking at some of your items. You've got some big items on your website, HugginsandScott.com, for that February auction, February 3rd through 13th, I believe it runs. I'm looking at this Lou Gehrig single sign ball. That's a biggie. You don't see a lot of those around.
No, you don't. They're, I mean, especially on the sweet spot, and on an official American League ball, you just, you know, Lou Gehrig, when he would be signing baseballs, generally it was after Babe Ruth had already taken the sweet spot. And,
yeah, that is usually how you see him. That's right.
Yeah.
So that's a cool one.
No, that and the Joe Jackson piece. Boy, I'll tell you, that's got as many fingerprints on it now as O.J.'s bloody glove with the amount of people that have been looking at that.
Yeah. I wonder what that'll go for. That's going to be fun to watch. I can't wait till this gets started. That's one of the things that it's always interesting when Huggins and Scott has their auctions going, just so you can go to their website and just follow along and see what some of the stuff goes for. Now, speaking of that, I looked up a couple of things. A lot of times we'll be talking about stuff at T Crown during the week, and it'll make me think of something, and I look it up and I write it down, whatever. Well, a year ago today was the day that Stan Musial passed away. And actually, also, Vince reminded me on that day that Earl Weaver died on that day also. But I was looking up Stan Musial's stats, and he's really kind of an overlooked hitter in history on how great he actually was. He had 1 year in 1948 when everybody had been back from World War II for a couple years. It's not like it was during the war and it was watered down. He hit .376, 39 homers, 131 RBIs, and had an OPS plus of 200.
Wow.
Where 100 in an OPS, that's on base plus slugging, and they prorate it to the players in the league and the parks and all that stuff. OPS plus of 200, that's incredible. And for his career, his average, his 162-game average, was .331, 25 homers, 104 RBIs, a 417 on base percentage, and a 159 OPS plus. That was his lifetime average for that. I don't think he was ever under 100, so he basically never had a bad year.
Well, that's greatness for you right there.
That really is. And then I looked, whenever I'm thinking of something like that, I'll go to Huggins and Scott and look through their history, and I found a really neat item that they had sold in 2010. I don't know if you remember this one, Bill, but it was a Ty Cobb Musial dual sign baseball.
That
went for right around $5,000. Now, I bet at the time, wouldn't Ty Cobb have been the American League hits leader, and maybe Musial was the National League hits leader at the time, till Pete Rose ended up passing them both up. But I'll bet you that's what they were thinking when they got that ball double sign. That's what I'm thinking anyway. It might not be the case, but that would make sense.
Certainly would make sense, definitely.
Yeah. Now, Vince, when you first started your company, ERC Delivery, didn't you meet Stan Musial one time?
Yeah, first summer of being in business in 2000, I was fortunate to get the contract to pick up the home game tapes for the Cubs and, unfortunately, for the White Sox, too, the VH tapes, and ship them out of the airport. So I'd pick up a lot of the tapes myself and sit in the VIP section and just kind of wait for the game to end. And there was this really nice lady sitting there, and she just started asking me a bunch of questions about the company and everything. And she was so nice and so interested in what I had to say. She says, my husband's got to meet you. He's got to meet you. So I guess Stan Musial was doing the seventh inning stretch that day, singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and he came in. And she introduced me to him, and so it was pretty awesome.
And he was supposed to have been a great guy.
Oh, he asked me, of course, any relation to Roberto? And of course, no, unfortunately not. But so he
Clint
was,
Eastwood, though, the relationship.
Yes, there you go. That's right. That's right, Bill.
I'll tell you that the sound, I think we listened to a couple of things. I think your brother might have been onto something there, Vince. I think there is a little similarity.
Yeah, we'll see.
So the number here is 312-332-3776. Give us a call. You'll get in the drawing for the three boxes of cards that ERC will deliver to you free of charge. All you'll have to do if you win is email Vince at ercdelivery.com. And we have Mike from the Ville leading it off. What's up, Mike?
Hi, Tom. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
How's it going?
Good. You opened a box of America's...
Oh, no, I cut off.
What? Hello? Oops. Okay, I guess his phone cut out.
See you, Mike.
So we could hear him, but he couldn't hear us, I guess. Oh, that's the perfect lead-in for the Green Lantern is back. Lantern, where have you been?
Hey, I'm just lucky. I'm not the one getting cut off.
Yeah. Well, don't count on that. I wouldn't bet my house that you won't, Lantern.
I won't push it.
Okay. What do you have today? What's valuable? Do you have something to put over your Shea Stadium urinal that you could tell us about?
I haven't found that yet, but I'm still looking.
Okay.
I got a 1963 White Sox team sign baseball, and Nellie Fox is on that.
Well, it helps with Fox. You probably still had a few guys that were on the 59 team on that ball, but that ball's, I still, probably in the $200 to $300 range. If it's in nice shape, I don't think it would go for any more than that. But it's good that, I think 63 was his last year with the White Sox, and then he went to the Houston Colt 45s, they called them at the time, before the Astrodome opened up. I went to the Astrodome one time, actually, with my wife and with some friends down in Houston, and it was just so weird how calm and quiet it was. Yeah, he was used to the rowdy White Sox Park at the time and everything. And going into the Astrodome, I was like, man, when does the noise start? You know, when do the cups start flying and the fights and all that? There was nothing. It was calm. It was like going to a play or something.
Which decade was that? Was that like in the 70s, 80s, 90s?
I think that was probably early 80s.
Okay.
Yeah. So Fred from Arlington Heights is on the line. What do you have there, Fred?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Got a quick question. I've got what was told to me personally. I have Brian Urlacher's last pair of game-used cleats that are signed, and I'm going to be holding on to them regardless. I was just kind of curious what you guys thought about them.
Now, how do you know they were his last cleats?
He told that to me personally when he handed them to me.
Really? Now, where were you that you got those from, or how did you finagle this deal, Fred?
I've talked to him quite a few times, you know, during the seasons and stuff, because I'll take my kids up to Hallis Hall. Throughout the year, I asked him a few times, hey, you know, you think you might be able to hook it up with something, because he knows I collect things.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, he had finally come through, and he told me, here, I've got something special for you.
Well, that's cool. Bill Huggins, what do you think of the value of those, the last spikes worn by Urlacher in a Bears game?
You know, Fred, if you could get Brian, if you're friends with him, maybe just to write a little note or something and stick it in the cleats that Brian, you know, says, I gave these cleats to Fred on this day, and they were the last cleats I wore, but, you know, in my career, I would think with that letter of provenance, you got to be looking somewhere down the road, $500, $1,000, maybe more.
Yeah, that would definitely, if you can do that, the letter would be key, because otherwise it's hard to prove the fact. You might, you know, if you're not selling them, whatever, but even that would be neat to have that letter with them, even if you never sell them, just so, I don't know if it goes down through the ages in your family that everybody knows exactly what they are, and that's a cool item.
If he waits until Urlacher goes in the Hall of Fame, will they be worth more?
Probably. Yeah, you know, probably. Although most people just figure Urlacher's going to be a Hall of Famer, so a lot of times it doesn't help that much. You know, that reminds me, Yurko and Carmen were talking on their show about Yurko's Favre jersey, and they mentioned me, and I thank them for that, actually. And I tweeted to Carmen a couple of things about it, and basically the same type thing. It would help if Yurko could get a letter from Favre. Just the fact he was a teammate really helps. It's great provenance. A letter wouldn't hurt, especially if he says, I gave it to him so he'd quit bothering me. And, you know what I mean? Something like that.
Oh, but, yeah. I know Providence goes obviously a long way for people that don't know.
So. Oh, yeah, because, you know, people can say anything, and sometimes you hear things, whatever, and it's just not really the case. So anything you can get. Like, do you have anything else big? You said you've been there a lot and picked up some. You're a collector, Fred. You have
I've got a couple of jerseys, you know, things like that. I've got a huge Bears collection. So.
Is that game-worn jerseys, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Very nice. Good stuff.
Appreciate taking the call.
Sure thing. Yeah, those game-worn jerseys are something else. Now, there's a game-worn jersey from Favre, I think, for a 1997 jersey in the February Huggins and Scott auction. So it'll be interesting to see how that does in the auction. You know, I guess whether it does close to 10 grand or breaks the 10 grand barrier. But that's one of the things that I was thinking of when they were talking about that. Yurko said what he's probably going to do is wait until Favre gets in the Hall of Fame to auction his jersey. So we'll see what happens. He might be one of those guys that keeps saying, I'll sell it, but he never really wants to sell it. You never know.
You know, there's some cleats here signed by Brian Urlacher from 2012. Authenticated, went for $1,200.
Really? Oh.
So if these are truly his last game worn,
yeah, it'd be more
cleats,
than that.
I
then.
Would imagine so.
Yeah, that's cool. Get a letter with that.
Yep.
Mike, we're going to give you one last shot. How's the phone working?
It's working better now.
Okay. Yeah, we could still hear you, but but apparently you couldn't hear us.
No, it was crazy.
So what do you have?
I have a Topps World Fair ticket that's a one of one.
Huh. It's from the 1933 or something, World's Fair?
Yeah, I believe so. It's like a ticket. It's like encased in a one-of-one card.
Hmm. Now, that's interesting. So that was pulled from a product as one of their hits in a product?
Yeah.
How long ago
did
you get that?
I think it was 2007.
Okay. Huh. Now, the one-of-one from the product adds value to it. What do you think of that, Bill? Do you have an estimate even on that?
Geez, how big is this thing?
It's just like a regular ticket size.
Like, so maybe...
They have it folded up inside the card, so it's folded.
Oh, so it's in, like, inside, almost like a shadow box card. It's
exactly.
Not, okay. Huh, that's interesting. That's one I think I'd probably start it at $99 and see where it goes myself. I think you wouldn't want to sell it for less than that, whether it would go for more than that. You know, who knows? Okay, the number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. We're giving away one, actually three boxes of cards this week to one listener. If you call in with a question about the value of an item, we've got a short break coming up. Give us a call, and we're on till 8. You're listening to ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com. Hang in there.
Now, back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions, and our producer, Adam Abdallah. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your items, whether it's a sports collectible, pop culture, political item, whatever you might have. If you think it's valuable, give us a call, and then you'll get in the drawing at the end of the show. We're giving away a few boxes of cards. Another thing we were talking about, I don't know how we got on this subject, but the subject turned to Mo Berg at T-Crown this week. And I don't know if you know the story about Mo Berg or not, but he was a mediocre catcher in the 30s mainly, I guess. 30s, maybe late 20s into the 30s. And he went on a tour of Japan with a bunch of all-stars in 1934, and he took a bunch of pictures of Japan when he went there. It turned out, I don't know if at that time he was a spy, or if it wasn't that he was a spy till World War II. I've heard both parts on that. But it turned out he was a spy for the U.S., one of the smartest guys, I guess. He remembered everything. But then I went and looked up on Huggins and Scott to see if they had anything of Mo Berg, and this would have been the perfect collectible for a Mo Berg collector. They had I think it was an ashtray signed by Mo Berg, a tour of Japan ashtray, and he signed it in two languages.
Really?
So he wrote an inscription in
English. Yeah, I think we had that at the National last year. It was in our August auction.
Yeah, that was cool.
Did he get the ashtray when he was spying in Japan?
He got it in Japan.
Wow.
Like I say, I think it's vague whether he was spying then or he wasn't a spy till later, but he used the video he shot then for the U.S. sometime down the road. You never know what we're going to talk about at Triple Crown in Naperville during the week.
How did that come up in conversation with us this week? We could talk
about cartoons or 1930s spies. You never know what we're going to be talking about.
Yes.
But that item went something like $5,500, Bill. That was a cool item.
We had quite a number of people at the National who couldn't believe what this thing was, you know. And that it was, like you said, signed in two different languages, I guess in Japanese and in English.
Yeah. And anybody who knew the story of Mo Berg would have loved that item, being in with the two languages and just the story of what a brain he was. As a matter of fact, I went to his Wikipedia page, and he was better known for being the brainiest guy in baseball. And then, where can I find this one thing? Oh, yeah. No, Casey Stengel's one to talk here. Casey Stengel once described Berg as the strangest man ever to play baseball. Have you ever watched a video of an interview of Casey Stengel? And he's calling Mo Berg strange. I'll tell you, I don't know about that one.
Well, I'll tell you, the autograph that he signed in Japanese, that's the first exemplar that JSA has ever seen of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, that'll be when Jimmy Spence ever does make it on with us, it'll be interesting to find out if they have different examples of the different signatures of people over the years, celebrities over the years.
Oh, they have a massive exemplar file.
I can imagine.
I've seen Jimmy do that. And they have it separated good, not good, and then even further broken down into the not good could have been his wife. Could have been his sister, could have been his agent, could have been his,
secretary.
And then they have total bogus autographs that they know of, you know.
Yeah, that's like even if you would think if you bought a canceled check signed by a guy that for sure that signature is going to be real, but if maybe the wife signed a check or something.
Well,
you know,
we have a group of, I want to say it's Johnny Mize, or I'm not sure exactly who it is, of checks in our upcoming auction, and we had to pull one of them because one of them was signed by his wife because it's dated 2 months after he died.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when we were going through the dates on them. And,
wow.
And Mark, our researcher, said, Bill, we may have an issue here.
Yeah, wow. Yeah,
so I guess she just had checks left over and just kept signing them. You know?
And that's all you can do as an auction house. Whenever you find something that you have and you think you've got something good and you find out it's not good, you pull it. And
we've had
you
to do that you know, several times over the years.
Yeah.
We even had a contract signed by Oscar De La Hoya from the New York State Boxing Commission one time and got a call from the Major Case Squad of New York right off of NYPD Blue or whatever. They said, we need to come down and confiscate this because it had, you know, legal information and stuff like that on him.
So. Oh, really? Huh. That's interesting. Okay, Willie from Gurnee's been waiting patiently. Thanks for waiting. Willie, tell us what you have.
Oh, glad. Hi, good morning, you guys. I'm really glad you're back on the air.
Thanks, Willie. It's great to be back.
I have a miniature football signed by Mike Ditka, and I was wondering if his induction to the Bear Hall of Fame would have any bearing on the value. And then also I've got four from 2003, 2004, and 2005 unopened Topps full set of baseball cards.
2, 3, 4, 5, those aren't too bad. Some of the ones from the late 80s, early 90s really tank, but some the ones from the 2000s are still hanging in there pretty well. So those sets aren't bad. They're probably right in the range of what you would have paid for them at the time. Ditka was a Hall of Famer. You know, everybody knew it. It being added to the Bears Hall of Fame really wouldn't help the value of that at all. It's probably, I would think a mini football would probably be in the $50 to $60 range, something like that. Which brings another story. One of our customers brought in a helmet signed. It was a Ditka has a group where he tries to help retired football players. And there's a helmet actually made up for this group. And a customer had one of those helmets signed by over 40 Hall of Famers, but it also had a couple non-Hall of Famers on it, which if you're collecting Hall of Famers, that's really a bad idea. That really hurts the value of them. Bill, okay, let's say you had 40 Hall of Famers on a helmet, NFL Hall of Famers, and four non-Hall of Famers. If you hadn't had the four non-Hall of Famers on there, how much more valuable would it be with or without them?
You could probably, what you've done is you've taken so many people off the table who are just not interested in it at any number, really.
Right.
It's funny you should say that because a lot of people will put people on their balls or bats or helmets or stuff when they're, you know, you can tell, you know, when someone like Derek Jeter, you could get Derek Jeter on your Hall of Fame bat right now. No problem. But before the steroid thing, people were getting Bonds and Clemens and Palmeiro and McGuire and Sosa and all these guys on their balls and bats of Hall of Famers. And now, you know.
Yeah, it's looking bleak.
That's a big problem.
When Palmeiro hit 3,000 hits and 500 homers, I bet people started saying, okay, he's a lock now. And who would have ever thought that you go to 2014 and he'd be completely off the ballot because he couldn't even get 5%? I mean, that's really crazy. Sosa's barely hanging in there with 7%. He might be off next year. Yeah, that hurts them. The ramifications from steroids just keep jumping out and biting people. Tim from Old Town's on the line. What do you have there, Tim?
Hey, guys. I have a Michael Jordan autographed baseball from the day he took batting practice at Old Comiskey Park. My buddy and I went down and watched batting practice, and my buddy actually caught the home run that he hit during BP.
That's cool.
And we traded it to the White Sox. Well, he did, I should say. He traded it to the White Sox so that we could both get an autographed ball from Jordan, and it's got a letter from the White Sox along with it.
So he got the home run ball that he hit, you gave him the home run ball. It wasn't in a game. It wasn't in a crosstown game. It was in batting practice?
Yeah, it was in July 1990.
Okay.
Upper Deck made a card of it. He just came out before the game. It was in the newspaper that he was going to take DP that day. And we went to hang out and watch. And I actually wanted to go down by the dugout and try and get an autograph. And my friend said, no, let's stay here. I want to watch him hit. And we were right in the front row of the left field, you know, right by the left field wall.
and ball came, and he was under a bunch of people, and all of a sudden I heard him yelling, I got it, from under the pile. And the guy from the White Sox comes running out to the outfield wall and flags us down. And he says, you know, we really want that ball for our museum next year in the new park. And so they offered us each, and well, my friend said, I'll give it to you if you give us each an autographed ball from Jordan. So
yeah, that's cool. Now, the fact that I'm thinking an autographed baseball of Jordan, maybe $300 or $400, but the fact, the story with that and the letter from the Sox, Bill, do you think that helps on those at all?
Oh, without a doubt. That's, yeah. That's a great little
that is.
Thing. And Jordan-signed baseball could be one of the most forged items there are out there, really. We see so many of those, and I'd say 10 to 20% of them are legitimate, and the other, you know, 80 to 90 are just something that somebody made up. You know?
So you've got great provenance with that, Tim. So
oh, yeah.
Yeah, that really helps the value. That would probably be, well, you'd probably want to
put, I would think you're looking at 500 to 1,000 on something like that, or more.
Yeah, you'd take one of those in an auction, wouldn't you, Bill?
All day long.
Yeah, if you ever want to sell those, you or your buddy, Tim, get in touch with Bill at Huggins and Scott Auctions.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for the call. Next on the line, let's see who's waiting the longest here. Ed from Hoffman Estates. What do you have this week, Ed?
How are you guys?
Doing great.
Weather's better today.
It's better. Yeah, it's yesterday wasn't too exciting, but it's better today.
I am done with snow.
Yeah, we're almost over the hump, Ed. It's almost spring training time.
Yeah, I'm looking to March already, Tom. I'm skipping February.
Yeah.
I've got a couple items. I've got... I met Buzz Aldrin in a store in Skokie, got him to autograph the Nats picture. And I've got James Van Allen. He worked for NASA, and he discovered radiation belt. He was studying the radiation belt and how it would affect astronauts in space. So they named it the Van Allen belts after him.
Oh, that's cool. I've never seen his signature. What did he sign?
He sent me a little picture. It's about maybe... I'd say 8x6, and a beautiful little picture of Tim, and he hand-signed it for me.
Okay, Bill, I think you've had Buzz Aldrin in an auction before.
Yeah, of the three astronauts, Buzz and Collins and Armstrong, he is certainly the most available and prolific signer of the three of those. And, his signature sell for $50 to $100, depending on what they're on. I'm not sure this other gentleman, though, I've never...
Yeah, we'll have to look him up and see if we can find anything.
I also have Michael DeBakey.
Oh, the heart, right?
He created the artificial aorta for the heart.
Yeah, that's a neat collection.
I've got an autographed picture of him he sent to me.
He passed away, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I thought I remembered hearing about that a while ago, actually. I don't know what his go for, but... those would be a couple worth looking up. You probably haven't had DeBakey either, have you, Bill?
No, I don't remember us ever having kids.
Yeah, I would think, you know, on either of those, at least they'd be $50 items, and then you'd have to see if there is any demand. I don't know. That'd be interesting to look those up. Next on the line, we have David from Elgin. What do you have there, David?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. I actually have a Leroy Neiman print he did of Michael Jordan.
Okay.
And I have it signed by both Leroy Neiman and Michael Jordan.
Oh, that's cool. Is it numbered?
It is not numbered. It's just a print.
Yeah.
So I don't know that there's any value in the artwork, but the two signatures, I do remember as a kid going with my parents, getting it signed by Leroy Neiman. They framed it. We had the opportunity to meet Jordan. We had it unframed, signed, and then reframed again. So it has quite a little history to it.
Yeah, I like the fact they're both signed on that. Any estimate on that, Bill?
Well, I mean, it's certainly, you know, David, probably $500 to $1,000 on its best and worst day.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's surprising that it isn't numbered because most of those prints do come either numbered or they have AP on them.
That's what I thought, too. Maybe it is numbered, David, and you didn't even know it. You know, you check it out again. But, yeah, that's a neat item. I think at least 500. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8. We're taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, sports collectible, pop culture, political. And then at the end of the show, Vince will do a drawing, giving away three boxes of cards, and we'll do a free delivery to the winner if the winner emails Vince the details of where they want it delivered. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. Dan from Burbank's waiting. What do you have there, Dan?
Yes, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, I have Dwayne Wade autographed rookie basketball card.
You know, it's kind of surprising. Wade's stuff has gone down quite a bit the last couple of years. I don't know if it's because he's been injured a bit, not playing quite as well, but he's got the rings. Is it from a product where it came out of the pack sign, like Topps Finest, something like that?
I actually bought it at a card store. It's an individual card. I believe it was a Topps card. I'm not at home right now to check.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I would think Dwayne, a lot of his that were over 100 are under 100. I mean, I think at this point, if he doesn't do anything crazy, I think he's a lock for the Hall of Fame. So he's going to always be collectible. He's got the rings. But his stuff right now is kind of cold. So if you were thinking of selling it, I wouldn't do it right now, actually. Okay, well, time for another quick one before the break. Let's go to Terry from Algonquin. Tell us what you have, Terry.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
My wife many years ago worked for the head buyer at Sears Roebuck, and I have a J.C. Higgins baseball with the original box, and it's signed by the sports advisory staff, which included Ted Williams, Bob Mathias, and Sir Edmund Hillary.
What do you think of that with the whole squad there?
What is this on?
It's from Sears Roebuck's sports advisory staff when they had one back in 35 years ago.
This is a print, or it's a...
No, it's a baseball.
A baseball.
It's a baseball. Oh, okay. All right. I didn't hear what the item was.
Yeah.
And it's signed by all three of those guys, or the whole bunch of them?
It's signed by all three plus the rest of the advisory staff.
Are they hand-signed, or are they printed on there?
Oh, no, they're hand-signed. She watched Ted Williams sign it.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Gosh. You say Williams and Maris and...
No, Williams, Sir Edmund Hillary, and Bob Mathias.
Bob Mathias.
Okay. Bob Mathias. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I would think that's at least $300-$400, wouldn't you think?
Oh, on its worst day, if not more. Great item for an auction, though, too.
Okay, Terry, then Huggins and Scott would auction that if you're interested. Okay, it's time for a short break now. Hang in there. We're on till late. You're listening to ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Tune in Sunday mornings at 7 for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
On ESPN Chicago and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions and our producer Adam Abdallah. We're on 7 to 8 a.m. every Sunday morning now. We're signed up for the whole year, so you won't be able to get rid of us whether you want to or not. And we're trying to answer your questions about the value of your collectibles, whether it's sports, pop culture, or political. So give us a call at 312-332-3776. We're on till 8 a.m. And waiting the longest here, thanks for waiting, is Dan from Crestwood. What do you have there, Dan?
Let's see here, guys. Good morning.
Hi.
I have a 2002 Topps Paul Konerko refractor card number 96 that's individually numbered 4 of 149.
But it's just a refractor and not signed by Konerko.
Not signed by him, nope.
Yeah, right now, Konerko stuff like that really isn't too valuable. That would only be a few dollars, believe it or not. The Paulie's popular white sack, but he's not that big long-term with anything. Now, Adam, can you do me a favor and get... It looks like this is stuck here for getting Dan off the line here. We better get him off before we move to another one. The off button's not working on this one.
Hang up, that'll be easy.
I don't know what happened here. Yeah, go ahead, Dan. Thanks. Okay, next on the line, we have Rob from North Chicago. Welcome to ESPN 1000, Rob.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Right on. I had two items I wanted to ask you about.
Okay.
The first is... 2 years ago, I went to opening day. I'm in the Navy. So I got to hold the flag out on the field for that, which was really cool.
Well, that's cool. Thanks for being in the Navy, Rob.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for the support.
Yeah.
So before the game, they're doing batting practice or whatever, and Chris Dell like threw a ball up to me. So I had that, and then we went to right field, and we were trying to catch Prince Fielder in BP home runs or whatever. And then Justin Verlander walked out in the bullpen, and we got his autograph on the baseball. I didn't know how much that was.
Okay, so you have a single signed Verlander baseball.
Yeah, but the baseball is also stamped practice. I didn't know if that's a problem.
Okay, well, that hurts a little bit. But then what did you end up with from Chris Sale?
Oh, he's the one who threw me the ball that I got autographed by Justin Verlander.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you have Chris Sale's fingerprints on there.
Yeah.
DNA.
I would think that's probably a $50 ball, maybe, and Verlander's well on his way to a Hall of Fame. I guess he had surgery. The innings have piled up on him the last few years. I think he's had surgery, but I think he's supposed to be back probably by the start of the year. I was reading about that recently.
That'd be pretty cool if he could get Chris Sale to autograph that baseball also. Yeah. In addition to the Verlander signature.
I would
signature.
Think that would be probably cool. Be a good combo on there, a couple of fireballers, you know, current modern-day pitchers, and hope they both end up staying healthy enough and good enough to be Hall of Famers down the road. Tim from Libertyville, tell us what you have there, Tim.
Hi, guys. I have a Wrigley Field ticket, 1929 World Championship game. I think it was Philadelphia playing the Cubs. It's a grandstand ticket, $5.50 a row in a seat number. It's pretty neat. On the back, it's signed by Rogers Hornsby.
Oh, that's cool.
Kind of a cool item. And on the back, there's those two little bears, the Cub Bears. I hate to see these guys go with the new bear logo in Chicago. I don't know what you guys think of that new little bear, Clark, or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, it's for kids. I really could care less. I don't think they need to have a lot of publicity about it, though. It's just a dumb mascot. But back to the serious issues here. Bill Hawkins, what do you think of that ticket signed by Hornsby from the old Cubs World Series ticket? Bill Huggins. Well, we apparently have lost Bill Huggins.
We lost him. Yeah. This is Section N, Row V, Seat 21.
You don't hear me?
Okay, Bill, are you there?
I'm here. You can't hear me?
Now we can. Yeah, now you're good.
Yeah, I can hear him. Sure.
Okay, did you hear the ticket? And
The ticket signed by Hornsby that Tim has. That's $1,000 plus easy. Is it a stub or is it the full ticket?
Ticket, and the it looks like the actual stub where you got in was torn off. You know, so I've got the center thing says game admit one, and then the top part is the rain check, and that's where it says section N, row V, C21.
Nice, bold, clear signature.
Yeah, it's Rogers, Hornsby, maybe a slight smudge by the Hornsby, but nothing serious. And then underneath, he kind of loops underneath the Y. He extends a loop under there,
cool.
Pretty good. And it's a
hey Tim, if you can take
me. He went to the game apparently, and he gave me this ticket a long time ago. He says, "Hang on to that; might be worth something someday." Now Philadelphia beat the Cubs that year, as I recall. But
Tim, okay,
we need to hang up on Tim.
Okay, if you can send us a copy of the front and back, if you can email me a picture of that, I'll put it on Twitter. It sounds like a neat item, and if you're interested in auctioning that in the Huggins and Scott auctions, Tim, I'm sure they'd be interested in running it for you. So that's a really cool item. Okay, the story got a little long, but the item was good. Mike from Valpo's on the line. What are you doing there, Mike?
Yeah, autograph. Here.
Boy, we're having phone problems here. You still there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm still hearing.
Oh, you're kind of cutting out. Real quick, what do you have?
Nunchucks, autographed by Joe Kasuji.
Oh. Who? Okay. What was he famous for? Is he like the world famous nunchucker, or what is he?
He was like basically the ninja in every single movie that you ever watch.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's a following for him then. That would be one we'd have to do a little research on, the nunchuck sign. That's a first. I've never heard that one. That would go well in the Lantern's urinal, I think, from Shea Stadium. You could have them like hanging around the top of the urinal. Next on the line is Dale from Park Ridge. Okay, now this is more up our alley, Dale. Tell us what you have. Hello, Dale. Are the boards really just kind of not working too well today? Oh, I see. Okay. Well, let's wait for Dale and go to Jim from Beverly. What do you have there, Jim?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, I owned a white hen over in Beverly, became friends with one of MJ's bodyguards. And when my wife retired, MJ signed a life-size Gatorade promotional poster that we had at the store.
Sign the poster, huh? That's probably in the $200 to $300 range. Okay, it looks like Dale's ready near it now. What do you have, Dale?
Hey, in 1974, the year that Hank Aaron broke Babe Ruth's record, I had an opportunity to meet Hank Aaron and play a game of Pong with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Who won?
He did. yeah, he was a better athlete than me. So I was 7 years old. And it was a big promotion going on for a local company, and I had an in, and I got to play Pong when it was a brand new game going on against Hank Aaron. I had the signed certificate, and I got pictures of me playing against Hank Aaron, and this signed certificate that says we recognize that I have my name's on there. I have played against Hank Aaron. Wondering.
Oh, so it's a Pong certificate sign. That's a little different, but I don't think that's more than the $50 to $100 range of value. You're with me on that one?
Yeah, that's probably a
keeper.
Thing that should be kept in their family forever and ever. Yeah.
That wouldn't mean much to a lot of other people, but...
priceless to them.
Priceless to them,
right.
That's for sure. Okay, we have John from Yorkville. Tell us what you have, John. Thanks for calling.
Morning, guys.
Hi.
I have a autographed baseball by Ernie Banks.
Ernie Banks baseballs, depending on how nice they are and if anything's added on to them when they were signed, they're usually in the $50 to $100 range. He's a pretty easy signer, so, you know, they're not worth a ton. But, okay, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Right, bye. Next on the line, we have John from Lamont, or is it... Okay, Ryan from Lamont. What's up, Ryan?
How you guys doing?
Good. What do you have?
Hear me?
Yeah, what do you have?
I got a signed bat from Don Mattingly when I was playing in the Fall League right before he went to be the manager of the Dodgers. They sent him there first for some experience.
A signed bat by Mattingly, and when was it from?
2010 fall when he was the manager in the Arizona Fall League.
Yeah, I would think that's a $100 range for that item, not a bad item. Okay, the number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery. And Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, give us a call with a question about the value of an item, and you'll get in the drawing. We're giving away at the end of the show 3 boxes of cards to 1 caller. Vince, what are the boxes we're giving away today?
2013 Top Strata Football, 2013 Panini Select Football, and 75th Anniversary Pop Culture.
Okay, so it's a nice prize package in the winter. All they'll have to do is email Vince at ercdelivery.com, and then it'll be free delivery to your home or wherever you want it delivered. You just have to email Vince the details. Okay, Troy from Watsika's on the line. Tell us what you have, Troy.
Okay, I've got a autographed Pete Rose jersey.
Is it a game-worn jersey?
No.
What team? Cincinnati?
Cincinnati.
Is it an older one, like an old-looking one, or one from the 80s?
Yeah, it's probably an older-style one.
Okay, those are cooler. The negative, Rose has 2 negatives. The not being into the Hall of Fame hurts, even though he's the career hits leader, obviously, and we all know the story. But also, he signs so much, it really brings the value down. I still think a neat jersey like that's still a couple $100, but you'd have trouble getting anything more than that for any Rose item right now. Now, what about, Bill, do you ever get Pete Rose game-worn items?
We've had Rose game jerseys. We've had some Rose game-used bats, and those, I mean, regardless of all the issues behind Pete Rose, his game-worn stuff and game-used stuff is still highly sought after.
Yeah, I would think that would be big. Also, his rookie card in a high grade still goes big time. A lot of his cards still do well. But his autographs, those are the ones that don't do much.
Yeah, he'll sign pretty much all day long if you keep feeding him.
Yeah, right. I wonder how much money he makes a year signing. He sure signs a lot. Must be a pretty good chunk. Ted from Cedar Lake is on the line. What do you have there, Ted?
Hey, Tom.
Hello.
I've got a Louisville Slugger commemorative bat from the 1984 Cubs. Okay. Got the gold signatures of the black bat. Got the letter from the Cubs. Says it's number 40 out of 150 made.
Okay, but it's not signed. They're stamped signatures.
It's stamped gold-filled ones. You've seen those bats.
Yeah. But it's not a bat that's signed by anybody. It's just got the stamped on it.
Right.
Yeah. I think
the team,
those,
the manager, the...
Weren't they a couple hundred dollars at the time?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think that's what they go for. I'm pretty sure that's what they were charging for those bats at the time, and I don't think they would have gone up. I think they're just actually, we're having a reunion of those guys at the Cub convention this week, actually, the 84 Cubs.
Next kind of time, thinking it's their year this year, Tom, the Cubs.
For
2014.
What? For what, Vince?
So to win something here, Tom.
To win, okay. I don't think they're even, you know, if they ever give the impression they're trying to win, then I'll be with you. I don't think they're there yet.
Got to have hope. Got to have the hope.
Yeah, that's if you're a Cub fan, you definitely need that.
Right here.
Alex from Mount Clair is on the line. What do you have there, Alex? Welcome to ESPN 1000.
Thank you. I have a Cardillo weightlifting belt that was ring used and signed by Hulk Hogan.
Oh, by Hulk Hogan, huh? And it's an actual lifting belt. You got to
be one of the red Hulkamania weightlifting belts.
Hulkamania,
that he wore in the ring.
That's pretty cool. You know, I just saw something on Twitter where. Let's see, who was it? I think it was Chet Kopic, actually, was selling an item from WrestleMania 2. It was the robe worn supposedly by Macho Man in WrestleMania 2. That would be a pretty good item, I would think. The Hulk Hogan's probably a $100 item, I would think. But, Bill, what do you think of Macho Man? If he had a letter, if he could prove that was a robe worn by Macho Man in WrestleMania 2, what would you think of the value of that?
That could be $1,000 plus easy.
I would think that would be. Yeah, that was pretty neat. So I don't know how Chet's selling it, but he put it up on Twitter. Gary from St. Charles is on the line. Tell us what you have, Gary.
Hi, guys. I've got a Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, and Michael Jordan college jersey all framed and signed. And then I've got the same in their pro jerseys all signed.
So you have single signed jerseys of each of the three guys, college and pro, or the three of them signed one jersey?
No, each signed by themselves.
Okay. Well, oh boy, so the six jerseys all together you're asking about?
Yeah, the three college ones are all in a frame. They're framed and signed. I used to have a basketball court in my house, so I had them hung in there.
Oh boy, that would get you motivated to work out, huh? Seeing those guys there.
yeah.
So what do you think, Bill? On that,
I mean, none of those, Gary. None of those are game worn jerseys, correct?
I'm sorry.
Are any of those game worn jerseys, or that you got from the player?
I don't think so. I don't know 100%. I've got to look at the. I've got the authenticity and all that, but I don't know if they were worn or not.
I mean, your Jordan jerseys, the two of you know, they're probably in the whole $1,000 range each, and the Birds and Magic are probably closer to about half that.
Yeah, so it's a real good collection, without a doubt.
Oh yeah,
man, very nice. Those would be auction items. Now, would you auction all of those as one lot if you got all six?
I almost like the way Gary mentioned it, as far as selling it. Do the three college ones as a lot, and do the three pro ones. As
yeah,
a
that
lot,
would make
you know?
Sense. That would really be nice. Yeah. So Huggins,
or you could do the college and pro of each of the three guys as three different lots as well.
You know, if you ever have an item that you want to. Us to talk about it. You have a picture of an item you want to send it to me through Twitter. I'm T Crown Tom on Twitter. You can just send it to @T Crown Tom or follow me on there, and I'll follow you back. And you can direct message me if you're a Twitter guy. Okay, Larry from Griffith is on the line. Griffith, Indiana. What do you have, Larry?
Yes, sir. In the early 40s, my wife's step-grandmother was working in Washington, D.C., and then they started handing out these 8x11 autographed pictures of Jack Dempsey, who wrote on the picture on the bottom right corner, best wishes, and it had Jack Dempsey on it in mint condition.
Okay. Bill, I know that Jack Dempsey signed a lot of items, and he was signed a lot of menus from his restaurant. What do you think
he
of that
did.
Piece?
Yeah, it's a couple of $100. You know, you just want to make sure that if they're just handing these out, it may have been pre-printed on there.
Oh, so that it's actually signed and not a stamped signature.
Okay. Yeah, if it's actually signed, it's a few $100s at least. If it's just a pre-printed thing, it's probably more like $50 or $100.
What if it was real, the signature?
Yeah,
the real hand-signed ones are several $100.
Yeah, there you go. Next on the line, this might be the last one of the day, is Pete from Elgin. What do you have there, Pete?
Hey, guys. I went to Texas Stadium when Tom Landry was inducted in the Ring of Fame over there in Texas Stadium, and I bought a hat commemorating, you know, the day, and I ran into him in the parking lot, and he signed it.
So it's one of the hats, like the fedora-type hat that Landry used to wear?
No, it's a baseball cap.
Oh, it's a baseball cap. Oh,
I would have liked that fedora thing like that he wore. Exactly. Oh, without a doubt, that could have been a really hot item.
Was he wearing a fedora when he signed it, Pete?
Oh, of course.
You couldn't have talked him out of that.
Well, I signed his fedora, but he wasn't impressed.
A Landry fedora signed by Pete. Now, that's valuable.
Yeah.
Yeah, baseball cap by Landry, that wouldn't be worth all that much, unfortunately.
Yeah, $100 or $200 on its best
day. Still neat, without a doubt, but not worth all that much. Okay, it's time to do the drawing, Vince.
All right.
Tell us what you're giving away and how they get them.
All 2013 unopened boxes, Top Strata football, Panini Select football, and Top 75th anniversary.
It's a valuable prize.
Culture. Absolutely. So email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll deliver it to your house or business free of charge. And the winner is Gary from St. Charles.
Gary from St. Charles is the winner. So just all you have to do is email vince@ercdelivery.com. Bill Huggins, you're at a show in New York today for you people listening on the internet. You want to just give a quick rundown where you are and how long you'll be there?
Yeah, we're at Westchester County Center in White Plains, New York. We'll be there all afternoon. If somebody's in the area and wants to come by, we'll have our whole booth set up. A lot of things on display for the upcoming February auction, and we're accepting items today for our April auction.
All right, very good. And don't forget, during the week, you can call Bill Huggins at HugginsandScott.com if you have an item that you think you might want in an auction, 866-462-2273. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening.